physical realm. Ideas and stories, hopes and dreams they share, with intuition as their guiding cosmic flare. In morning's embrace, their dialogues unfurl, metaphysical whispers, a new day's pearl. In these whispered tones, they contemplate the night, where truth and wonder take their graceful flight. For in their words, a resonance may swell, as conversation's magic casts its spell. Welcome to Carolyn and Jay's Metaphysical Conversations. Goody, it's morning. And this is Carolyn and Jay here with Metaphysical Conversations. And it's July 22nd, the 29th week of the year of 52, or 29th week into the year. So going fast. Today, if you'd like to call in for a reading or just to take part in the conversation, you can join us on between 7:15 and 7:35 Pacific. By calling 857-232-0155. The number again is 857-232-0155, and that's extension 870-303. We have a lovely topic today, and let's bring Jay in to say good morning.
Hi, good morning, everybody. How you doing, Carolyn?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing really great. It's a Monday morning, and I can't believe it's already here, though, to be honest with you. I mean, this year, I say it a lot, but it is going by so fast, like, for me. And
it is. It's flying by. And, too, it feels like our goals are getting more. we're needing to achieve more, too. For some reason, that's what it seems like to me. It's like, okay, so, all right, there's another mountain. Here we go.
I agree. It's true. It's like more is coming into our bigger picture for us to pay attention to. And the way that I'm seeing some of those things come up that might seem like they're popping out of nowhere is it's an opportunity for us to relook and take stock and decide in this current moment, like, what is really important and valuable to us now? And is there any like reassessment that needs to be made? Based on this new information or this new stuff that's coming up. And then we just keep on, you know, keep on keeping on our trajectory.
Yeah. So, you know, Jay, why don't you tell them how they join the conversation if they come in through the chat?
Absolutely. If you'd like to join us in the chat, you can head on over to 12radio.com. That's the number 12radio. And there is a chat button there on the left-hand side of the screen. Give that a click. That takes you to a private Facebook group with the same name, 12Radio. Once you've sent over your invitation, we'll get you accepted while we're live on the air, if this is your first time. And then you'll see our banner, Metaphysical Conversations. It's there at the top of the page. And in the comments section is where the conversation's happening. And we'd love for you to join us over there. So,
very nice, yeah.
What's our big topic tonight or today?
Tonight and today is dreaming. We're going to talk about dreams, and we're going to cover a wide range over this. But you know, one of the things that is as we talk today, think about the topic for yourself, and consider the idea. You know, how you're using your own dreams. I know that one of the things that happened to me recently was I had this sort of friend, and he was going to write an essay for a book of mine, and all of a sudden he calls up and he orders me to give him a schedule of my time, how I'm going to be spending my time in regard before the book comes out every week. And he was screaming louder than you'd ever heard on the phone at me, telling me that I was just, you know, not being organized, and how this is a requirement, because he had this connection to somebody who was really required for the forward. And so I just said, it's not going to happen. And then that night I had a dream, I dreamed that I was in this huge city and didn't recognize it. And he had stolen an old car of mine that I used to have. It was an old yellow Cutlass Supreme. Yellow is goals, getting your goals, right? Energy. And so my energy had been sucked. He had stolen my car. And in the dream, I also heard out loud, oh, this is what they meant about him. So it was a very direct signal. Right. And so next morning I woke up and I emailed him and I said, I will not be meeting your essay. Now that meant that I was giving up on the billionaire connection for the forward, but not worth your energy to be sucked dry. And so that's, and you know, I've had clients say too, well, you know, why do I hang into this? But they're having these really awesome dreams about this, the person. You know, so you really do have to make sure that you use your dreams. And by the way, the guy is trying to come back in, you know, and wanted to talk today, in fact. And I emailed him and I just said, my nervous system cannot, and he owes me some money. So I said, please send my money. And, I cannot, and I hope that you're doing well. So, yeah.
No, there is something that can come through, a very special kind of communication from our dreams. And it depends. Like, I think everybody has a different kind of dream space. And I think that most of us go there to work out stuff coming up in our subconscious mind. It is a way that our subconscious mind can be communicating with us. And then for those of us that are more psychic and intuitive, it may go into that realm where we're also getting that psychic and intuitive information, and another way that our intuition's communicating with us. And then for those that have like premonitions, that's a very different kind of a dream. But I love it because it is this opening to our subconscious, regardless of like how deep or what the message is. They're still like, they're gems. They're like pieces of solid gold that our subconscious mind is offering us if we only know how to interpret it. And it's similar in the sense of the way it works for me, that it's symbolic. And even though when I remember my dreams, I don't remember them that often, but when I do, they're very vivid and they're very movie-like. And it's very real for me to be in them. So for me, I always look at, you know, what are the symbols I'm remembering? What are the who are the people? And then when I come out of the dream and remember it, I look up all the symbols and the people. It's usually never about the people specifically, even though sometimes it can be, like in Carolyn's situation, that are in the dream. But it's like, it's the way the people show up. It's the archetypes. It's the, like, the way Carolyn said the yellow car was a reference to her goals. Like, she understood how to interpret it. So that's part of being able to utilize and understand what messages are being conveyed. And it's really, really powerful.
Yeah. And, you know, the other thing is, too, is, for instance, going back to my story again, I was not letting go. Even after being screamed at, he literally screamed at a high pitch for 45 minutes until I hung up the button. And I still wasn't letting go because I wanted that billionaire forward, right? And so so sometimes the dreams have to come in to knock your, you know, like take the silver hammer and knock your head about until, so you understand what the heck you're doing, because I don't need it. And then after I had that, I thought, okay, I have to mind that, you know, because seriously, your intuition knows. And I'm still recovering from that scene, because it really did interrupt my nervous system. So you really do have to be cognizant of what you're doing there with the dreaming and pay attention.
Well, and what a huge signal coming in to give you the other side of that, that you were having a hard time accepting because it was a billionaire contact. But that getting to see billions or not, it's not worth
it. It didn't matter.
Like, you're gonna have to step into. Yep.
So you have to come back with the right people will find me, right? The right people will find me.
Exactly.
And that's how you have to stick to it. And you want, because you don't need that kind of thing.
You don't.
And I can say,
I know both of us have had this happen where we've had this kind of experience. And then we've also had the experience where you meet someone that is wealthy and is very generous. And it is an amazing connection because whatever the synergy is between you and them is there. And both parties are in it for the synergy, not for the manipulation. And that's a whole different kind of experience than when you're having to like it sounds like you were going to have to really like negotiate and like work for this contact and jump.
He even wanted a cut from my book proceeds.
Yeah. Before you've even like, sold anything, you haven't even sold anything, and they already want to cut.
Right? He wanted to know the value and how much, you know. It's like, I don't think so. But I was holding on. And then I had to get my silver hammer over my head that night. So I'm glad it came along. But there's a lot of different types of dreams. There's the, you know, you can just have just a general dream, but there's also the lucid dreaming. And the nightmares and the recurring dreams. And, you know, so there's just a whole bunch of different dreams. And you know, one of the most popular and favorite dreams is a lucid dream.
It is. I see a lot of people talking about it on social media, wanting to do it, wanting to have it. Talking to a lot of how powerful it can be if you attain that level of being able to dream and be lucid in your dream. For me, the jury's out. I've had a lucid dream. I'll say it that way. But at the same time, some of the experiences that I hear people talking about, I haven't had with regards to lucid dreaming. So I think that it's kind of wild that we do have all these different kinds, like the sleep paralysis. That's a whole other area. So I want to talk to everybody in the comments that's joining us because maybe somebody has some dreams that are unique and interesting that they want to share. First off, Renee is joining us. She says, Carolyn and Jay with hearts. It's great to see you, Renee. Thank you for being here.
Yeah.
Shell Bell is also joining us and she says, hiya. She says, yay for the topic of dreams. I've always been a huge dreamer. And she's also looking for a reading if we're offering them today. We're going to kind of go based on how the time works out and our topic. So we'll TBD, Shell, TBD on the readings. And we do appreciate you being here today. Quelly is joining us. And Quelly says, Grand Rising, Carolyn, Jay, and 1-2 Family. Monday blessings. We appreciate that
Monday
so much.
Monday blessings to you. Yeah.
And
you know,
oh, go ahead.
Oh, is that it?
One more. Tara's joining us.
Hi,
and
Tara.
She says, sweet dreams. Yeah, we hope they're sweet. That's the kind that we're looking for anyways.
That is the kind. So one of the things that that you can do in order to get into a lucid dream, because I thought, you know, a lot of us do want to do that more often. I mean, I love my flying dreams, for instance. But one of the things you can do before you can go to sleep is you would say in your mind, I will realize that I'm dreaming, and I set the intention for lucidity, right? And then another thing that they say to do, which is I'm not really sure that I like the idea of it, is you wake up after 4 or 5 hours and you stay awake for a short period, then you go back to sleep because it does increase your chances of lucid dreaming. So, you know, but that's if you want to do that. And then, you know, the other thing is, too, do you know that daydreaming is considered a form of dreaming? It was like, you know, because you're kind of left, you know, you're checked out there. you're going into some other reality. So, so it is considered a type of dream. So I was kind of taken back by that, but because it's escapism, right? So it may interfere with your concentration. Yeah.
Well, it is, and also it's a way, I feel like it's like an access point to our intuition in our waking, while being awake. It's a way
right.
I feel like we
yeah.
can go into that space, but more instead of just slipping into it like a daydream, more actively like put ourselves into it is kind of the way I'm seeing it right now.
Yeah, it's almost too like you could probably use your reality checks on the daydreams to get you more prepared for lucid dreaming at night. That's also supposed to help you with helping you to become lucid.
Mm-hmm.
So just okay, there I am. I was just you know, flying across to America in a jet plane there a second ago. So just notice it, I guess, is what you one of the things that you can do. You know, there's, oh, how about recurring dreams? Oh my God. You know, I'm sure all of us have had a recurring dream, right?
I've had it where like I've had a dream and woken up and then gone back to sleep and continued it. But I have not had, well, I say that. And as I'm saying it, I guess the closest thing to me for a recurring dream would be dreaming about my childhood home. And I oftentimes will dream of that place when something new is about to happen or I'm going into unknown territory. Oftentimes that I'll dream of that place. And so that's like the closest thing to reoccurring. My sister, for example, she would constantly be dreaming of being in houses and all different kinds of houses. And she'd sometimes end up back in the same houses, but that was like one of the things that would be reoccurring for her every night.
How did it make you feel though? The going back to your childhood house, was it a good thing? Was it creepy?
At first I didn't understand what it was about. And then when I finally made the connection that it was usually happening when I was stepping into some kind of new territory or uncovering some new part of myself, and I felt like it was the way that it would show me in a dream sense that I was working on some of those deeper areas in my psyche as well as in my body. And I feel like it would show itself through me dreaming of that place.
Yeah. I mean, especially since it was a childhood place that there's supposed to, you know, the house is supposed to be symbolic of yourself and there's the attic, you know, hidden memories. So I'm wondering if you got up into the attic at all. So, you know, dreams can be really specific as far as helping you along with metaphorically what's going on. And you want to use them because that's your free psychic card, right? Mm-hmm, it's right there for you. So, so there's recurring dreams. So one of the things that they say that you can get rid of recurring if you don't want one is talk about the story to yourself in the daytime, in the waking state. So in other words, if say you're in your old house and you don't want to have to go back there, maybe what you do is you see yourself, you know, walking to a neighbor's house or walking to another house that you really like. I don't know, but you change it. You change the dream. Become aware of what you don't want to be doing. Maybe you're flying into a wall all the time in a dream. So see yourself flying over the wall or see yourself flying up into the sky, you know, before you go to sleep. Just visualize it. See yourself doing it. Yeah. And then also too, they say that recurring dreams sometimes happen when you're stressed out. So maybe you need to go for a yoga class or a meditation class or something for your anxiety because they often happen when you have a stressor going on. And dream journaling can help too. So if you really take note of it, you know, it's almost like you and your inner spirit, you know, wanting to connect and your inner spirit wanting to really be heard by you, you know, and so you want to sometimes journal it so that you can say, yes, I'm listening. I'm listening. I identify what you've said. I hear what you're saying. I understand the symbols. Now they'll show you more because now you can get more intense into it and you can really focus on it and study it.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Ada,
yeah.
It can also be a place where we process a lot of like deep fears and emotions, things that we're having a hard time with in real life, so to speak. And for me, I feel like that brought up some sleep paralysis. And I also had some troll kind of entity come into my dream space before.
Ew.
To
try
to mess with me. And
as an adult? As an adult, you had that? Wow.
And so for me, I was in therapy at the time, and my therapist, he said, face it, because I was like having the troll show up. And then I felt like I was on the toilet one night. It was like a dream space and I was being like sucked into something, but I didn't know what. And I like was freaked out. And so he said, instead of being freaked out, try to face whatever is freaking you out and see what happens. And so I started doing that. And it made it stop. Because I would instead of trying to run away or hide or like try to like flinch or whatever, I would just be like, oh, I'm just gonna keep my eyes on this and go right into it, because what is this? And then it would stop, and then it stopped happening. So something about me,
oh good,
being willing to go right for it made it stop. And
address mm-hmm. it and really, yes, I like that. So you transformed it.
I did. But when it was happening, though, it was scary. And I think sometimes we can be afraid of our dreams, especially if you happen to be having nightmares a lot. It can really weigh heavy and we can not understand what's happening. But at the same time, I feel like we can back up, be more the observer, try to look at it less personally, even though it's very personal. And like what Carolyn and I have been talking about, look at the symbols. What are the symbols talking? You know, what do they mean and what are they communicating? That can oftentimes bring a lot of extra information that can be the thing that like makes you be able to take a breath and not be so afraid. And it can make more sense when you look at the puzzle pieces that way.
Yeah. You know, so before you sleep too, so you don't have maybe monster dreams, you can also say, I will have peaceful and pleasant dreams. Just something simple, some affirmation before you go to sleep. And also to have your environment where you're sleeping very peaceful, and try and make your bedtime at a certain time too, so that you know that you're going to have that. And then you get a routine going so that of comfort, something that makes you feel comfortable around your sleep area, so that you go into the dream space with excitement. The other kind of dreaming too is healing dreams. Maybe what happens in a healing dream, you might see as somebody who's passed that lets you know that they're okay. You know, that's a type of healing dream. Maybe you'll have maybe a person might dream that they're having pain in a specific part of their body, which upon waking prompts them to check that area, and then they find out that they need medical attention. So that's another type too. You get emotional healing, and there's all different types of healing dreams that you can have that you should be paying attention to. You ever had one of those?
I know I have, but I'm just trying to think of how it, like the accompanying dream is not coming back to me right now.
You know, very often I think that we all get them, especially when it comes to emotional healing, because sometimes we have a dream that, you know, so we understand something better. So it helps us to emotionally heal from a situation that's happened. So,
There's one thing coming back. It's this, I remember after that period of having the sleep paralysis and the different entities showing up, I had a dream where it was as if I was like in an English cottage or like an English village, and I came up on an English cottage. It was beautiful. And I went inside and there was a woman, And she had a very healing presence. And I remember meeting with her and having some kind of telepathic communication with her. But that it was as if I visited an angel is what it felt like. That I had there was some kind of healing that I had got to that was on the other side of all that fear and being terrorized or having that more, you know, darker experience. It was like the flip side. And it helped bring in a different kind of calm and sense of like, okay, I'm going to be okay here.
Yeah. So it's almost too, that's a little bit of a mix of a prophetic dream as well, which you had there. And, you know, when you know that it's going to be okay on the other side. I remember dating some guy years ago and being out in the middle an ocean, and somehow I got dumped into the ocean. And he broke up with me just after that. So you know, bye-bye now. And so you really have to watch yourself, you know, when you get a prophetic as well. And you know, you gotta stay on these things and really pay attention and you know, honor them because literally I knew that it was gonna end up like that, really. But mm-hmm. But again, I didn't listen, so I got the silver hammer, and then boom.
Thank God we have our dreams as like our second, third row of defense to make sure that we get the message and that we don't ignore it, because it is helpful information, and it does help us be able to get to the heart of the matter and get to the bottom of things much faster. When
it does, yeah, and it makes you decide. It makes you decide that this is the way I have to do it because this is what I've heard. There's epic dreams too. So those are the extremely vivid and detailed dreams, you know, that feel really real and memorable. Those are cool. Yeah. Yeah, I remember having one of those dreams with this really beautiful black woman coming out of a wall, and then laying a deck of tarot cards on the bed. It was on the bed, but you know, we weren't in bed. I was just sitting on the bed, and she just spread these cards in front of her, and she kind of, I guess she kind of was giving me a reading of a good outcome, and it was it was really pretty awesome, and it was one of those dreams that I'll probably never forget because it didn't make sense, but it didn't make sense that you know, it wasn't a common thing. Mm-hmm. Well, someone coming out of a wall,
right?
But to me, it was a pretty epic dream because I was going through a situation and I was getting a good outcome from the spread. So, and I don't even use cards, you know, I don't even use tarot cards, but it was, it had that, that's how I had to get the message, which was cool.
It was really cool. Well, it's like you saw a multidimensional oracle and like had an engagement with that being and or that energy. I know we see them as beings, but now the more I go down all this road, I feel like it's energies. We have these different interactions with these energies, and we put like a archetypal body to these different energies as a way to get to know them or to have a way to reference them, describe them, whether it shows up as a spirit animal or a guardian angel or our, you know, our aunt that passed away 10 years ago. I feel, especially in a dream space, it's interesting because oftentimes, I don't know what you think about this, but when we dream of other people, it's usually, sometimes it has to do with them, but oftentimes it has nothing to do with them. It's more about like the archetype that they bring in, like the type of person they are. And there's something about that energy we're supposed to be paying attention to or be open to, kind of a thing. Do you notice that?
I'm not sure. I'm trying to think whether because usually if I'm dreaming of about people, very often it's specific for me. I remember having a dream that of coming down a waterfall and swimming in this really beautiful area with this guy, and he had just died. So it was so I got to see him and I got to be with him and say goodbye to him. So it was
that's incredible.
That was that was very specific. And I think that sometimes when I see somebody that I know in a dream, it usually is because I need to find out something.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just me. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I guess that you can get the energies of certain things that you have to look at in yourself. I guess as well. I mean, didn't Freud say it's all about you all the time?
Well, and I was just going to say, it depends on, I feel like, what is being communicated. And we've already talked about all the different kinds of ways dreams can come in. And depending upon which kind, will determine like how literal to take those symbols or how figurative and symbolic to take those symbols and how to really interpret it, you know. And I think that's part of getting to know our own dream space, like, you know, what are the more common kinds of dreams, and then, like, for example, if we do have prophetic dreams, do we notice like a difference about them? What's the difference? You know, those are the kind of things that sometimes can take some time to figure out.
Yeah, I guess if you're losing your teeth in your dream, that's about you. I mean, that would be about the, you know, that can be about the fear of aging or loss of, you know, you're feeling powerless. Insecurities. What?
I want to just say real quick, we have some more people joining us in the comments. Pamela is here. She says, coming in late, but good morning. She says, good morning, Carolyn and Jay. She's sorry that she missed anything, but she says the topic sounds fascinating. And you'll be able to pick right up where we left off, or where you came in, I should say.
Yes, and welcome if anyone has been daydreaming too.
Yes.
Now coming back to focus.
We have Shell says she's an Olympic daydreamer, so I think that she might have been in a daydream and is back. And Tara says, dreaming a lot lately of where I've been and where I'm going. I'm looking forward to the journey ahead. I'm dreaming up for myself. I love that.
So you're looking at where you're going to be. Yeah. That's nice. That's helpful. So one of my favorites is our flying dreams, I got to say, because they're so beautiful. And that's really a symbol of freedom and escape, rising above challenges, right?
Mm. That's incredible. I've had that one time, but that is not something that I experience regularly. So it's really cool.
Oh, God. I started this as a kid, but as a kid, though, I would dream that I was the flying nun and I would get stuck in power lines. And you could actually hear the power lines as you were flying along them.
Oh, no.
It was ugly and scary. So...
Oh, you can get trapped in these things. That would be
very not fun. Not a fun dream. Those were just mean. That was just not called for. So I wonder what other kind of dreams we. Oh, you know, death dreams. If you're wondering what a death dream is about, it's often transformation or end of a phase. It's rarely signifies the aspects of, you know, you dying or you've actually seen something die, but you know, so you don't have to look at it as something really, really awful. Let's see, what else is a favorite?
Well, I want to mention a dream in the sense of dreaming, a dream for yourself and from the standpoint of wanting to make it reality. And I want to share it because it was just a profound story from my mom, my sister, and I, because we had done a lot of dreaming big about, like, when my mom had her house, like, what we would do to remodel it if we had the money. And so we all together went through the house and, like, had a waking dream that we share together of what we would want to do, what we want to change. But from the standpoint of, if we had money to do it, what we would do. And so it's like dreaming doesn't cost anything. We weren't holding back. We were dreaming big. And we had that experience and we let it go. Well, fast forward a few months, and my mom, her house caught on fire, and she had a house fire, and it burned down most of the house and most of everything in it. And all of it had to be categorized, inventoried, rebuilt, gutted. They had to put the special seal on the house, rebuild the parts that were burned out, and then put it back together. And in that process, we were able to implement those different things that we wanted to do.
They came up with, that's a great story.
But we weren't.
Oh, I love that.
And clearly, none of us were asking for a house fire, would ever want a house fire to happen again. But that is how the universe brought about the way for that dream to become a reality. And,
you know, it was wild. It's interesting. Yeah, Jay, that one of the things that too, exercising or running on Olympic, whatever it is. I think my earphones might be going down. Can you hear me still?
Yeah, you cut out for 1 second.
Hold on a minute. Yeah. So anyway, the one of the things that they say, because this kind of fits in with creative visualization a little bit. If you really want to start to exercise and see yourself running a, you know, 12-yard race or whatever, visualize yourself doing it, see yourself doing it. And then apparently it's supposed to be a lot easier once you, I would never try that personally, but you know, once you see yourself doing it. So it's the same thing. If you want a lot of money, maybe see a huge bank safe, you know, with money just crammed in there, and you have to open it up and barely are able to close it. You know, just see that happening every day so that you can see that, you know, see it happening. So you're using, that's again, it's using your daydreams, right?
Right.
To get what you need.
Well, and the thing I'll say about that is we had no attachment to that. Like we were dreaming big. We would love for it to happen, but it was the kind of thing like we shot our proverbial arrows and, you know, with our what we wanted, and then kept going. And then the universe brought it about into our life experience in an organic way that the universe wanted to make it happen. So I shared,
you know,
that
part. And nobody got hurt. So I just, about 2 weeks ago, a friend, an artist friend, called me, and he says, I was just riding along. He's trying to remodel his house, right? And he had his architect in the car with him. And so he was driving along. He was in LA, and all of a sudden this guy comes out of nowhere, 60 miles per hour. They do a huge flip, totals the car, but they're not hurt.
Oh my gosh!
Now he had the rest of the money. Now he had the rest of the money to finish his house.
Wow!
So, you know, so it was like, oh my God!
Well, that's the thing. Things we wouldn't ask for, or I would not want it to happen the way that it did. And that's the part we got to let go of, because the universe has many different ways that it can get things done. And we can come in with like, oh, I don't want it to be that way, or it can only be this way. But that's our understanding. That's our limitation. The universe can and will use anything that's going to be for our highest and best good to get certain outcomes. You know, I do feel fate is a real thing, and there are real experiences we're meant to have, and we can either be a part of that co-creative experience, or we can be like in like bystanders that are just sort of taken by it. It's up to us, like, how much do we want to participate or not? And part of the participation, we got to be able to work on being as fearless as possible.
Because that's the other, you bring up a good point too. One of the things, Jay, is when you need something to happen, like he needed money to finish this project, right? And you really wanted to see that house, you know, get developed as you guys were dreaming about it. But one of the things with visualizing things and using the dreams is you just see it happening. but it's not your responsibility to make it happen necessarily. You have to follow the rules when you hear your intuition give you the guide for it. But don't worry about how it's going to happen sometimes. You can't worry about that. It's just because you see it happening. You have to see it happening. And once you see it happening, you know, then the universe will say, okay, let's figure this out.
Well, and that's the big part of this, the faith part. I feel like we can either feel like the universe is out to get us, or that we're in a very supportive universe that is working with us. And that, as you said, it's kind of like the holodeck on Star Trek. It's listening, you know, we can program it and we can interact with it. But at the same time, it's not our job to figure out the how. The universe will figure out the how. It's our job to figure out, what do we want to be a part of? What do we want to engage with? Like, what makes us excited? That's why being in our passions is so important, and figuring out what are we passionate about is so important, because that is also, I feel like, part of what is like guiding us through our life and pulling in different experiences and allowing for us to pull from that pond of infinite possibilities, but to pull just the possibilities that are just for us. So that way we aren't overwhelmed by all the possibilities. We're just pulling in the ones that are right and perfect for us.
And boy, sometimes you hold on to things that do not match. That's what you have to, you know, we're always, I think every one of us is just, every now and then you have to say, okay, that's maybe not going to work for me. Right. So
I'm going to put this one down for now.
It's a little bit, it's like a hot potato. So when they're a hot potato, you don't want it. That's a no, because it burns your hands.
There's a comment, exactly, it will burn your hands if you're not careful. There's a comment from Chris, and she says, this is going back to our nighttime dreaming kind of dreams. She says, I've been weirded out by shadow entities in the twilight state between sleep and awake. Not sure if they're dead people or not. I would say they're both. That there is this space, I feel, the great way to say it, the in-between, and we do cross through it when we're going to sleep. And depending upon how aware you are of dropping from your awareness state to your, not, you know, to going into your sleep state, that can be tricky. I know sometimes I know for myself, I can be extra aware of that space, and I will, like, for example, try to go to sleep and then I'll pop awake because like I just can't relax. Like something, it has me kind of weirded out about that space. And so for me personally, that's when I would check in on my grounding, maybe say a prayer, have a meditation that's going to help get you into a more grounded, clear, connected space, and more anchored into your knowingness. That can be helpful. And I also, if like you can't seem to shake the part that's scary, sometimes I'll just get up and go to another room, turn on the TV, get out a book. Like I'll just make the energy change, even though I was sleeping, just to shift the energy and not keep being in that weird space. If that makes sense.
You know, I'm gonna cut that into about two sentences also, Jay, because I agree with you. The kind of dream usually represents your deepest fears and insecurities, and so you want to, it symbolizes challenges and obstacles, right? Mm-hmm. And you may be feeling unsettled with something and vulnerable or overwhelmed. So maybe what you do is get on a whiteboard and write down all the instructions that you can do to make yourself, you know, get out of the situation that you're in and do it in the way that you feel like is better formed. And then also too, before you go to sleep, just say, you will not be in my dreams. You will not be there, you know, with that kind of a monster type of scene or a spirit entity, because it's not helpful for me. But taking care of yourself by organizing your mind so that you don't feel overwhelmed might help.
Mm, I love that. Those great, very, very practical, tangible ways to work with that energy. Because like you said, Carolyn, it is some of the most like scary feeling kind of energy. Almost like someone like can jump out of the, you know, the wall kind of energy. And it does help work through whatever it is that's coming up to get more of that adult part of us in on the job versus like I feel like our inner child, and how it might be coming up and reacting or reactive to whatever that energy is.
Yes, I agree. Yeah.
Renee,
well, go ahead.
I was going to just share it looks like Renee had a healing dream, and she says, I've had healing dreams through the years. One was a time when I couldn't afford a doctor and I was having pain that could have been something serious. In the dream, I felt that there was something evil present and I was very fearful, but I didn't want to do the runaround being chased by a monster. So the thing under my bed came out to get me and I reached down and embraced him instead.
Wow, that was a brave thing.
Right? I woke up the next day.
Yeah.
And the pain was gone and it never came back. That is incredible.
All right. That's a very nice dream in the long run. You know, very helpful.
Well, for anyone that is
definitely a healing dream.
Definitely. And anyone that's struggling with those very scary dreams, and I'll say what my therapist said to me and what Renee just experienced and shared, in the sense of face it. Like, instead of being afraid of it, face it. And in the facing it is where the healing is. Like, and it will be different for everyone, but it's a way that we are able to face whatever it is that we might be terrified of, but realize that it isn't what we thought it was. And the dream space gives us an opportunity to have that experience.
Beautiful. Jay, where can we get you this week?
Over on 12listen.com in the afternoons and evenings. And you can always use the schedule an appointment button to find me if you don't see me signed on. And I'm also on 12 Radio a few more times this week. The 12 world is amazing. We got all kinds of wonderful things going on. And I'm so grateful to be a part of it. Carolyn, where can everybody find you in the 12 world?
Yeah, so for 12 reading, 12 listen, from 6 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. every day, usually I'm on. And if I'm not, you can send a scheduled call and get me. But Mark Husson is up next, and we've got a nice lineup today, so stay tuned. And we will see you next week.
Yes, we will. And just give me one moment to get our exit music. I'm like, that's the only thing about being the producer and having to be ready to chat is I'm not always ready with the music. All right, everybody, it's been a pleasure. Thank you, Carolyn. And
thank you.
Everybody have a beautiful week.
Happy dreaming.
In the mornings, gentle light, we bid you all good night. Ideas, stories, hopes, and dreams took flight with Carolyn and Jay, conversation so bright in this cosmic realm where our stories ignite. Mornings embrace a new day's pearl. Their dialogues continue in this cosmic swirl. Thank you for joining with hearts full and swell in the mythical realm where our stories dwell.